from day one, we want to get better every day, that we want to put the work in. I want them to challenge each other to be better as a line, be better as a D pair. You know, we're going to play a little bit different, so I want them to get comfortable with some of the breakouts and how quick we want to play and getting out of our zone quicker. So with the group really was just bring energy, bring enthusiasm, get better from day one to the last day of the year.
Lindy Ruff taking on the challenges of being the Sabres coach once again.
Aha.
Ha ha. Ha ha.
It's also aha who sings the song.
Ha ha. We're clever boys. We're just a couple wild crazy guys.
That song now I can't listen to, not because of this, but because of...
Because of the dumb thing that I did up before I turned the mic on?
Whenever I get into my car, aha... Right, the A, it's the automatic song that plays, and like when I'm on my way here early in the morning,
yeah,
I just hear that and I'm like, nope, no more take on me, I'm out, it's over, done.
But just listen to the real big fish version of it,
the slow version,
ska version.
What?
Real Big Fish did a cover of that song.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Have you heard? Oh, of course you've heard the slow one they used in the second Deadpool movie, but
yes.
MTV Unplugged did that. It was pretty interesting. I don't know. It's just goofy.
Yeah, listen to the Real Big Fish version of it. Because who could ever feel bad listening to ska? Scientifically proven.
Yeah. Scientifically proven.
Scientifically proven. Just like how it's scientifically proven that the Buffalo Sabres give me a headache.
Yeah, that's more than scientifically proven. That was...
By the way, just to let everyone know, Joe and I both have Sabres shirts on today.
We do. Unplanned.
Unplanned. And Evan does too. They're all three different versions.
They are.
I have a royal blue. Joe has navy.
This is an old Reebok one. Old Reebok
one. And Evan's got a goat head. So we've all got Sabres shirts on today.
Yes.
Which makes me beg the question, why can't you let us love you?
Yeah. Why can't I wear my yellow slug jersey and be proud of it?
Because... Day one of training camp, 5 minutes into the freaking skate, Darlene leaves the ice, does not return, and everyone's like, oh, bleep, here we go again. Luckily, it doesn't look like it's anything too serious. He's skating on his own again, so he's working his way back onto the ice. But man, I would have really loved to not have to panic or possibly like want to cry on day one of training camp. Sabres, why do you Sabres? Come on, let me love you.
Yeah.
Please. Like any opportunity that I get, and it's almost to a fault at this point, for covering a team that has a 13-year playoff drought. The minute I have a chance to talk hockey, I'm going to do it. And yeah, it's Bill season. Yada, yada, yada.
But it's also...
First of all, let's be real about something here. This station, we're almost dogmatic to the point of having to cover the Buffalo Bills. It is shoved so far down your throat that you need water like you're eating a sleeve of saltines.
I do need water. There's an empty bottle.
So, if I want to talk about the Sabres, I'm going to talk about the Sabres. If I want to talk hockey, I'm going to talk hockey. Because A, you're not the boss of me. And B, I just like hockey, damn it.
I feel like this is coming from a place in your past.
It is.
That I remember witnessing.
Absolutely it is. Evan knows exactly which day I'm referring to. Right before day three of the NFL draft.
Oh, yeah. yep.
So, but then the Sabres give me a scare like that with Darlene, and it's like, realistically, how much am I allowed to get away with this? Because you keep causing panic attacks or existential dread, typically the latter, over 13 years. I'm glad that it's a nothing burger now, but it's just funny to me. And not like funny in the ha-ha way. Funny like the Jacksonville bleeping Jaguars. They're weird. Yep, your head is at your forehead, knowing that I am right.
going to just do
it. We have the weird team in hockey.
Yeah. I'm just really hoping.
Joe slumped in his chair now.
This is how I'm sitting for the rest of this.
I've broken him 5 minutes into this segment.
Yeah, I'm lounging for the rest of this one. Just,
you're just like, I'm not trying anymore.
I don't even have the energy to keep my head up. The one thing I'm really hoping for this season
is what they unknowingly do to us.
Yeah. They don't know what's going on. There's no cameras in here. They don't know what's happening to us.
Hang on. I'm going to get connected with the fans real quick. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a tweet, actually, from Cricket saying, it's the first Sabres game this season. Yeah, it's preseason, but it's going to be their top lineup versus the Pens. Do you think you could possibly talk about them today? Oh, I'm already on it. Full segment? What if I grease your palm?
Grease and palm.
Had I seen this earlier, I could have got paid to talk about them.
Right.
More than I do now.
Yeah.
Which isn't a lot. I work in radio, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What? I mean, I'm thinking about it, right? I was thinking a lot.
Like they're weird. We just talked about a weird franchise.
Yeah.
But the Buffalo Sabres are weird in a different sense. And I'm not trying to be negative about it. I want to be passionate about this team still, and I want to keep bringing that energy about them. Why? I'm the fool that still loves hockey.
It's hard not to, though. Going to those games, even when the Sabres aren't great, still, like, good
it's,
to get out and watch the
team.
It's also
just me loving the sport. Maybe I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a league where half the teams make it in. And you still find a way in 13 years. It's a statistical anomaly at this point to not make it for that long. Thank goodness that the New York Jets continue to be the butt fumble of the NFL. Because if not for them, it would be the Sabres, eyes on them for the longest playoff drought in the four major sports.
That's my one thing. That's my one thing for the Sabres season.
I need Aaron Rodgers and the Jets to stink.
Yeah. If there
and
could
it's
be one.
Because the Rasmus Dahlin situation gave me this little, I don't know if this is a burp or a heart attack, that.
I have those daily.
I had no business having.
I have those daily. I question if I'm, I like, you know, like the, if you're like, you know, you have like the hiccups.
That's troubling.
And you get like a little bit of a, like a burn or whatever, you know, a little bit of heartburn from eating something spicy. And then later.
You're too young to be thinking about the words heart attack.
Later, I go there. I'll eat hot wings, right?
Yeah.
I'll get heartburn later in the evening, and I don't take antacids. They make me feel more nauseous than I already do, you know, like just the Tums, whatever.
The Sabres are that.
Yeah, the Sabres, effectively, yes.
The Sabres are your heartburn.
Yes. And I do lay there at night and sometimes question, is this it? Am I going? Like, is it over? But no. We're all good. We're in the clear. I got to sit back up. I can't.
Oh my God.
I can't do that. But yeah, that's the one thing I'm hoping for this season is that the Bills and Sabres have one direct line of communication, and that is stop the New York Jets and allow the Sabres to get into the playoffs. Not sneak in. I want them to make the playoffs.
I'm perfectly okay with both. Like, let the Jets still have the longest playoff drought of the four major sports, and then Buffalo not be behind them anymore.
Yes. Because let Buffalo get out there.
Because we've already had a Buffalo team with the longest active playoff drought at the time when it was the 17 years. So, I would like for that to not be the case. To have a Buffalo team leading active playoff droughts again.
I would very much like that. I think this is, hopefully is the year that a new coach comes in and they do.
By the way.
I'm not thinking they're going to go far. I hope they just make it. Like, that's what it is.
I have some signs of hope because assistant coach Seth Apper talked to the media today. And we'll ask Joe Yurden about this in a little bit, in 15 minutes, actually. But he mentions, Appert does, that the key of a power play is to tire out the penalty kill. Movement is key. Get movement, get garbage goals. Why? Because that's how it's going to happen, because they're tired and they can't get to you in time. And that tells me that there's a huge philosophical shift in the power play with the man advantage at this point, and I'm not going to see the same old umbrella attack that barely moves players around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to have the umbrella strategy, but you need to have skaters moving around and rotating in and out if that's going to be the case. There wasn't a lot of movement. Bowen Byram comes over from the trade deadline from Colorado and immediately looks lost on the power play because they're not moving.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. 2 years ago, when they were 1 point out, they actually finished 1 point out from a playoff spot.
But the power play was able to catch them off guard because of the shooting wonders of Thompson and Olofsson.
Yes.
But it caught up to them later on in the year.
Exactly. Yeah.
They were not at that unreal clip at that point.
No. And also, Skinner being on the power play just hindered it quite effectively.
Yeah.
Like, that was a problem.
He's one of the best 5-on-5 goal scorers that we're going to have seen in recent history.
Yeah, but can't play on the power play.
Can't do it on the man advantage.
Nope, he cannot.
He couldn't.
And also, their man advantage was stagnant, just staying in spots. They weren't really moving. That was a big problem with the power play. Like, they hit their posts, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to just pass it around and then send someone in. Instead of moving around, confusing, you have an extra man. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
You know? What was that face for? What'd you see? The exclaim face. Essentially, an exclamation point just popped over Derek's head to give everyone a visual.
Being terminally online is a problem.
Okay, that's all we're gonna leave it there.
That'll be at the next segment for like the throwaway.
Okay.
But again, this is an opportunity for the Sabres to actually do something, and the offseason was quiet compared to what we would want from them. The top six looks like they're not going to get the reinforcements, and it really is kind of like this hope and prayer sort of scheme. I wouldn't call it hope and prayer. I would call it optimistic. Potentially to a fault, that you're expecting players, young players, to bounce back. That said, it's okay to spend to the cap. Even though the last time you did it, it was Taylor Hall, Eric Staal, and you know a bunch of other disasters that year with Ralph Kruger. Thank you.
The reverse Ted Lasso that didn't work.
Yeah,
they brought in the soccer coach for the hockey team.
Yep. But. It's okay to try again.
Let's not talk about the soccer coach. Thank you.
But it's okay to try again when it comes to spending money. And yeah. I think the thing is that they need to break through. Because if they don't, you're going to keep having the problem. Players don't want to come here because they're not successful. .503-0550 is the number to call if you want to chime in. Anything Bills, anything Sabres. We're going to talk with Joe Yurden in about 13 minutes or so as Sports Talk Saturday rolls on here. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, Evans on the board. You're listening, as usual, to the home of the Bills and the Sabres, WGR.